The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, you will have seen or heard about this story today. Amazon withdrawing plans for a 300 million euro industrial plant after it was denied access to the electricity grid. Conor Skehan, the Sunday Independent columnist, is with me to discuss. Conor, the reason I wanted to talk to you about this is because I remember not too long ago you saying exactly this type of thing was likely to happen in Ireland.
I'm afraid so. I hate to be an I told you so merchant. But I get to talk to you and tell you that. It's the beginning of a process that I've been predicting for some time, which is the start of consequences. So we've had a prolonged period of people engaged in various different kinds of performative behavior where they're saying what shouldn't happen and what they don't want to happen, but they're pretty short on solutions about what to do. And I've been predicting that those types of actions would eventually end up with very real consequences. And the loss of something this size and the signal it sends out into international markets is the start of that. And you know what? It's not a great time for it to be happening.
So why did you predict it? What led you to believe that this was going to happen?
There were three fundamental drivers of it. One was poor delivery of energy infrastructure. The second was the climate targets upon which they were based. They were, in my view, drawn up recklessly without regard to the impacts that they would have. And the last one was the difficulty of major users being able to move quickly and nimbly to supply their own arrangements. And all of those things were well predicted. They were flagged a long time ago. I did work with people, I suppose it's 6 years ago now, where I predicted this would happen, and I was saying I didn't see a future for those kinds of activities in the Irish market.
And what was the reception when these points were made, those arguments were made to policymakers, for example?
Well, we've had fairly severe capture, for want of a better word, of senior policymakers, both politically and increasingly, I'm afraid to say, officially, who now regard themselves as being people who have a mandate to implement what they see as being progressive policies. And again, there is no problem with being progressive, but we can only do so in a context where we have an eye to the common good, or even an eye to what the consequences and costs will be. And choices always come with costs. We've been very heavy on the virtuosity of the choices we're making, and we're going to start now facing into the consequences, the costs. This isn't going to be the first.
And let's imagine for a moment, and this is a long way from being a likelihood, but let's imagine for a moment that the politicians wake up this morning, read the story and say, God, Conor and all those other people who made these arguments were right. We must do something about it. Hmm. How easy is it or otherwise to remedy the situation?
It's a 3 to 5 year fix. It's a long, slow fix. And the fix has only gotten worse. I mean, we have a new piece of legislation that everybody in the field, the big, huge, enormous new planning act, the biggest piece of legislation the state has ever produced. And everybody in the sector is saying it is making things much worse, not better, much worse, much slower.
How did that happen?
Oh, for God's sake, not on my watch. Now that it's being widely accredited with being a problem, everybody is claiming that they said so at the time. And it just defies belief. Don't get me started. Don't get me started on a Friday afternoon.
So this Amazon plant, I guess, because it had gone further along the process maybe than others, and because it's Amazon, it gets a degree of attention. Do you suspect, or do you have knowledge of other projects that we don't know about, because maybe they didn't get this far? Maybe companies looked at it and said, you know what, we're just going to run into difficulty in that jurisdiction.
You are righter than you could even imagine. There was a Sherlock Holmes story where the evidence was the dog that didn't bark. And myself and a group of other people who come in contact with early soundings that people make about Ireland are aware of projects that could have come here that sort of came close but stayed below the horizon. And we will never know, the general public will never know about the projects that didn't land. And it's a very, very real, very serious issue. It's incredibly perceptive to bring that up. It's not the projects that we see experiencing a dead cat bounce on the pavement outside. It's the ones that we never see. They're the really important ones.
And then how long does it take for somewhere like Ireland to gain a reputation internationally as as a jurisdiction that has reached capacity. You know what I mean? That exactly. No one's going to kind of think we're some sort of banana republic. But
exactly. They're the words I used to use at meetings, and you would see all the sphincter tightening going on around the room, where I would say to people, look, the country only has two reputations. It's a binary switch. You're open for business or you're not. And we're living in a world that already has, you know, absolutely cascading levels of uncertainty going on, particularly from the current United States administration, but other factors as well. And you don't need this additional layer. You know, there's uncertainty, and then there's certainty that something isn't going to stick. There are incredibly energetic, smart people, especially in our agencies like the IDA and Enterprise Ireland, who are knocking the door down trying to get these messages through. But equally, there are people who are in positions of power, and not all of them are elected, who are happy to sort of sit back and say, well, you know, them's the breaks, that's the law. And I've spoken to them. They talk about this law as if somebody from Mars came down and imposed it on us. It's something we did to ourselves. It was something that was completely in our own control. And the speed of being able to bring projects to market is an incredibly important differentiator when you're competing on the open international market for projects like Ireland is. That's our trick. It's our bag of trick. Our main trick is bringing new industries in. And it's a total shooting ourselves in the foot job completely, you know.
Conor Skeen, Sunday Independent columnist. Conor, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.